Welcome, everybody, into the Benchwarmers Redemption. I am Sebastian Merrick, and with me, like always,
Weston Graham,
Blaine Lowry.
And we have a new co-host for today. Introduce yourself.
My name is Peter Castelli.
How are you doing, guys?
Good. How about
good.
You?
Good.
A while since Blaine's been on. So usually when we do a show and start a topic, I like to defer to my co-host. I think they would agree. Like, I let them give their opinions
for sure.
On certain topics. Today, for our first topic, that's not going to be the case. I'd be surprised if Blaine gets a word on this subject, by the way.
But
I probably will let you get one because I'm nice. Let's start with the robbery that took place in New Orleans. And I think first off, congrats to the Rams on getting to the Super Bowl. They've had a great season so far, and we'll see how they do in the Super Bowl. Obviously, my attention is going to that pass interference. BS. And I know the refs missed some calls both ways early on for both sides. I get that. But how do you miss a call like that? I mean, the problem is when you miss a call like that, that makes me question the integrity of the league. It makes me question the integrity of the league. I think that official who missed that call, whoever's responsible for calling that call, should be fired immediately. No ifs, ands, or buts. I don't care what his experience is. He should be fired. I also think, and I'm personally against this, MLB has this thing sometimes where teams can protest the game that they play in, if right. You guys understand, yeah. If they don't like something.
Like after the game?
Or during the game. Where if they don't like something or something BS happens, they can try to replay the game, mm-hmm. right? And I'm most of the time, whether it be any sport, it's just, you know, I mean, it's cool, but no. This is the first time in sports history, in my sports history, in my opinion, that I believe we should have a replay of the NFC Championship game. I really do. Because that call alone changed who's going to the Super Bowl. That call is made, correctly so. If that call is made, the Saints are going to the Super Bowl. Period. End of story. That is not to be debated. And because you miss that call, it gives the Rams life. They drive, get that game-tying field goal, and then Legatron hits that crazy one in OT to win. Man, I feel horrible for the Saints fan base. They do have a great city, great set of fans. But, man, that has to be hard to swallow.
For sure. I mean, I don't agree with you in the point that the game needs to be replayed.
I know you don't.
But, I can't sit here and say it was the right no-call because that I'd just be lying to your face. But I don't really understand what the ref was looking at, and I agree with you. It looks horrible on Goodell. Who's this guy hiring? But somebody needs to be held accountable.
Well,
for
here's
this.
The thing. I think part of it is also pass interference. I think should be replayable now.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think as much as the speed of the game and the entertainment of the game, games want to be quick. It's more important for the correct calls to be made, in my opinion. And for the entertainment of the fan.
Right.
I mean, this call changed the lives of some players. Like, imagine those same special teamers that missed out on their Super Bowl money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge. It's life-changing. I think they got to – hopefully what the NFL does is they use this as an example for positive change.
Right.
And find a way to – correct this issue and have it not be an issue in any other game.
I know your guy Michael Thomas had actually tweeted out something yesterday.
Yep.
About
it was rule something, rule article
17,
something, section something,
article 4, section 3, I believe.
Yeah, something like that.
That Goodell. Teams can protest.
Yeah.
And replay a game.
Yep. Roger Goodell has that power to do that. Now, will it happen? No, it won't happen, obviously, but. Should it happen? If Roger Goodell has the integrity that I'm currently questioning him about, I think he should let these teams replay the game. Because the Saints should be in the Super Bowl right now, not the Rams. The Saints should be in there. And who knows? That might be Drew Brees' last ever chance.
Could be.
It's just not right.
Everyone said that last year about Tom Brady, though.
Well, Tom Brady, I mean, and I've dogged on Tom Brady before, but Tom Brady, I'm done questioning Tom Brady. I'm done.
He's
I'm done.
The GOAT.
He's the GOAT.
Dink and dunk Brady.
I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm just I know
down
you're
to James White real quick.
I know you're Aaron Rodgers, Mr. Lover here, and I used to be. I'm never going to say Aaron Rodgers is better than Tom Brady again. I'm not. I mean, I'm done questioning his greatness.
To
I'm
be
done
honest with you. Aaron Rodgers isn't even better than Brett Favre. And that narrative needs to stop.
Like, I just want my 2 cents about Tom Brady. I've never seen, in all the games Tom Brady's played, I've never seen a group of guys make more plays for their quarterback than Tom Brady's receivers, running backs, tight ends. These guys are out there making plays. If you see the catches, the one-handed snags they're making, he's dumping it off to James White, who's breaking ankles for picking up so many extra yards.
Well, yeah. Plus in the 14, the debacle that was Deflategate,
you
had that one touchdown from Nate Solder. So
he has people all around him making plays.
He always gets the offensive line in.
Yeah. I mean, he's obviously in the conversation as the GOAT. I'm not going to take that away from him, but he's got lots of guys that are out there helping his case.
Hey, leadership goes a long way.
And we'll get to this Patriots game, but let's get back to the Saints game. And something else that I noticed that I think we should talk about is the health of Todd Gurley.
Yeah. That, I brought this up to you too during the
game. That was something that.
What has he got, a muscle? What
is he has a knee problem right now.
It was very fishy.
But the way they used him kind of told me that if it was a regular season game, he would not be playing.
Right.
So, I don't know. I think he'll be fine for the Super Bowl, but that's going to be a very interesting situation right there. And the Rams need Todd Gurley to beat the Patriots.
They need him bad. It made me sick to my stomach, though, because everybody heard the report. They said, we were told that Todd Gurley is physically fine. So if that's the case, why isn't he in the game? You got the best running back in the league on your bench, and you're not going to put him in. Like, it made me sick to. I mean, they were either lying straight up to to whoever was getting the report, or they just thought for some odd reason that C.J. Anderson was a better fit. So I'm not really sure what was going on there. What's your take on it, Weston?
I don't know. I love Todd Gurley. If I was the head coach of the football team, Todd's going to be the one that's playing 99% of the snaps. They may have seen something, though, in C.J. Anderson where he was actually getting through that offensive line and reading a little bit better than Todd was. I don't really know what was going on. I wasn't on the sideline.
Right.
It does seem a little bit suspicious that Todd's not playing almost every single snap in a crucial game and crucial moments, because I even saw C.J. Anderson in like late in the third quarter, late in the fourth quarter, and he's sitting there getting the bulk of the carries, and you're like, Todd Gurley's arguably the best running back in the league.
For sure.
How are you not putting him in and letting him tote the rock?
What was he? Who's on the bike? Who's on the bike? Because I kept panning to the Rams sideline. Who's on the bike most of the time? Was that C.J. or was that
Todd Gurley?
Gurley was on the bike.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that will be in question for the Super Bowl. I think there's no way he's not going to play, obviously.
Right.
But the health of him it's going to be interesting. Those knee injuries, those strained knees, they have an impact. Those things hurt. So
yeah.
I've unfortunately had a couple of those before. So we'll see how that goes. Now we're going to move on to the AFC Championship game now. And that was a classic right there. Tom Brady, I'm done questioning him. Bill Belichick, I'm done questioning him. Bill Belichick maybe I'll question, but Tom Brady, I'm done. Tom Brady he's the greatest of all time. There's no debate. I don't care about the cheating. I used to hold the cheating against him. I'm not going to hold it against him. He is the greatest of all time. And I want to ask Pete.
Yes.
How do the Patriots do this? I mean, this is not their 9th Super Bowl? 13 AFC championship games they've played in 17 years Tom Brady's been quarterback. It's insane.
I've been alive for 10 of those Super Bowls, 9 which I've seen Brady in now. I don't even really know how to explain it. I mean, I really don't.
Just greatness?
Yeah. And, hey, everybody always says we're playing a weak conference. Well, you know what? Beat us. And you know what? If you can't beat us,
yeah,
What's that say about you? What is
they
that?
They can't beat you because it's a weak conference.
Come on, boy.
Those teams are garbage.
Hey,
they can't.
Ric Flair said, to be the man, you got to beat the man. Beat us.
Here's the deal.
Just
with
beat
that.
Us.
I do not agree with your point at all, and I'm going to tell you why. One, the Patriots play a first-place schedule every single year.
Outside of their conference.
Outside of their division, yes.
Yeah.
Two, there have been some Dolphins teams in that stretch that have been decent. That is true. There have been some Jets teams in that stretch that have been decent.
Decent is a bit of a gift.
Well, have those teams been in the playoffs a couple of years during those stretches? Yes, they have. So I don't think that's a gift at all. And the Bills, I'm not going to give anything to the Bills. But
they're our farm team. I mean, when you look at it, the Bills, they're our farm team.
But the thing is, you can use the division all you want against them. They play a first-place schedule every year. Whenever they play the top teams, they beat them. So, I mean, what is there to say? The Patriots historically have also had trouble playing down in Miami.
Yeah.
They do not do it. Yeah. I think that's Tom Brady's. Is that the only losing record he has?
Yes, that is the
on
only,
a road
that is
venue?
The only losing record that touchdown Tommy.
Yeah.
Including, what, a Week 16 loss in Miami this past season?
Yes. Yes.
Was that week 16 or?
It was either week 15 or 14.
I thought that was like.
It was early. It was the week after we beat up Minnesota.
Right.
Okay.
Or,
all right. So it was
before,
still late in the season.
Yeah.
It was late in the season.
It was late in the season away from Foxborough.
By the way, that loss was 100% on Bill Belichick. I think we can agree
on
that.
Oh, was that the when they had Gronk on the field all the way down at the end zone.
Yes.
That's it. With
that was great.
I did see a meme about that loss and
the Miami Miracle.
I did see a meme about that loss and how he strategically placed Gronk in the backfield for Miami to get that win, and then secretly that Miami win would eventually get Gase fired and send him up to the Jets. Which is a whole mistake of itself, because they play in that garbage pit in the Meadowlands.
Well, we'll see how they do next year. That sneak peek. I warned you guys about the Bears earlier on. You guys know all this, and who knows? I have one sleeper team. I'm usually good on these sleeper teams that do well. Who knows? The Jets might be that team next year.
Yeah. How about Mitchell Trubisky making the Pro Bowl?
Don't even get me started.
No, but I would like to quote Romeo Crennel real quick.
All right, the Texans D coordinator, former head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
The former Chiefs, Patriot.
They are who we thought they were.
Yeah.
That's Andy Reid.
Oh, come
who
on.
Thought he, honestly,
stop it.
Who thought that they were going to win that game going into
Why?
It against Bill
okay.
Belichick?
Okay,
I thought they were going to win the game.
How many timeouts
do they have left?
Because Andy Reid has trouble.
They had three timeouts, okay. And he didn't even let his defense get a breather.
Okay, here's the thing with Andy Reid. That loss, we can question his playoff history all we want.
Time management
skills. That loss was not on Andy Reid at all.
He let his defense get marched down the field by Tom Brady
in overtime.
Oh, okay. And he didn't even call a timeout.
How did he
let them catch their breath? These guys were dogged. You could see it.
Well, then maybe we should change the overtime rules. They didn't even have a chance on offense because of a coin flip that gave the Patriots.
But hold on. What happened in the game before?
Against the Colts?
No. What happened between New Orleans and Los Angeles? It went into overtime.
Yeah.
It went into overtime. Who got the ball first?
The Saints.
And who won the game?
Well, the Rams, because the Rams have
the
defense.
The system
Andy
isn't
Reed, Andy Reid's specialty is not defense. Not at all. Especially, he is an offensive head coach. There's a reason why the way Bob Sutton got fired yesterday. So, and I just got
a
Bleacher Report notification that the Kansas City Chiefs are close to hiring Steve Spagnuolo, former Giants D coordinator, as their new D coordinator. So,
former Rams head coach.
Former Rams head coach as well. So, so we'll see how that hiring goes. But let's get to Trubisky in the Pro Bowl. So we'll talk. We will get to our Super Bowl preview, by the way, next week, as this week is Pro Bowl week. So we will focus on the Pro Bowl a little bit. I'm very happy for Mitchell Trubisky that he gets the recognition he deserves.
Oh, give me a break.
I mean,
would you say top five quarterback in the league?
I would not. But I would say he is deserving of a Pro Bowl berth this year. I think he played well. He deserves it. And he's going to continue to prove guys like Blaine wrong.
So you know what? You know what, Seb? I'm going to go back and change my mind. I agree with you that the NFC Championship needs to be replayed so that the Saints can win and that Goff can take his rightful spot in the Pro Bowl and get Trubisky back home on his couch, because that's the only reason why he's in there. And, it just shows that's the only reason why he's in there. He needs a gift from someone else, like the gift from his defense that made him play well. He got a gift that Goff is going to the Super Bowl to get him to the Pro Bowl. He just relies on other people. He feeds on other people.
Yeah. No, he
doesn't.
Does.
He does. Bottom three quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, stop
bottom three.
It. That, now.
Bottom three. Let's stick by
now.
It.
You know one thing I'm tired about whenever the Pro Bowl comes up is when a guy is like the fifth choice, sixth choice, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, Mitchell Trubisky makes his first Pro Bowl. And it's like, no, he did not make the Pro Bowl.
He made it because someone else is filling in for Goff.
He's an alternate. Like, how many Pro Bowlers do we have at this point a year? 9, 10 at the quarterback position? There's
how
only
you,
three
like,
on each roster.
If I'm Mitch, that's not even an honor to me. It's like, oh, I'm good enough to replace somebody. Like, they didn't want me in there with the people that got voted in. I have to fill in for somebody.
That's not right. I mean, once you're in, you're in.
He's filling in for someone.
Okay.
Where's the honor in that?
So
he's a backup.
So the Pro Bowl is getting played in where?
Orlando.
When did Camping World. Yeah, it's getting played in the Citrus Bowl or where?
Yeah, Camping World Stadium.
That disaster in and of itself. But when did they all start alternating back and forth between that and Hawaii?
Yeah, that is.
Because, like, the Pro Bowl has, for me at least, ever since I was growing up, it's always been in Hawaii.
Well, yeah, they heard Mitch was coming, so they said, why would we send him to Hawaii? Let's give him Camping World. Let's send him to Camping World.
I've always thought that it'd be a cool thing if they had like the Pro Bowl and Senior Bowl in the same weekend.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, Saturday night the Senior Bowl, and then Sunday they had the Pro Bowl. I think
isn't that this week? I think the Senior Bowl is this week.
Yeah, Senior Bowl. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's in Alabama, Birmingham.
Yeah,
Mobile.
Of course it is. Mobile.
Mobile,
yeah,
Alabama.
It's in the Legion Bowl where
somewhere
Old Iron Bowl
where most of those seniors will probably be going to Alabama.
Well, that's for the Senior Bowl.
Senior Bowl is for college.
For college going to the NFL.
Oh, gotcha.
So if they're redshirt seniors, well, then they could come back. And
most of those players are coming from Alabama then, sorry.
Now the big story is Drew Locke versus Will Greer in that.
Apparently both of them have
just been blowing the doors off right now.
Yeah, I've heard stuff that Drew Locke's stock especially, they're saying he could be a top 10 pick at this point. I've heard the same about Daniel Jones from Duke. I know he's not a senior, but they're saying his stock has risen too. I mean, this is the same thing. It's funny because this happens every draft where we're like, oh, there's only like one quarterback that's going to be taken or two quarterbacks that's going to be taken. No, there's not. There's going to be four or five in the first round, like always.
Yeah, three guaranteed for the first round this year.
I would say Haskins, Kyler Murray, and Daniel Jones, and Drew Locke. So I'm going to go four.
See, I don't know if Jones is a first-round lock yet. I got to wait and see on that one. I know Locke is. I'll lock in. I don't know about Jones. The one thing about Locke is he really reminds me of the potential that Jay Cutler had.
Oh, geez.
No, I know that it's an OG's kind of thing because we know how Jay's career had played out. And you're a Green Bay Packer guy, so of course you're not going to give him any sort of credit at all.
I give him more credit than Mitch.
That's true. You give Mitch no credit. You give me more credit than Mitch.
That's true, too.
Yeah, but I think that the live arm that kid possesses, he can make all the throws. He can actually throw slants. He can throw that 10-yard out to the sidelines. He can make all those. It's just about, does he get into a system where he's groomed?
Right. I mean, so, like I said, it's going to be fun dissecting these quarterbacks when it comes draft time. Fans know I love Dwayne Haskins. I also like Kyler Murray. I think both those guys are going to be great NFL quarterbacks. We'll see if Kyler Murray, by the way, he could still theoretically go back to baseball. Will that happen? Probably not. But that option is still open for him. So
Kyler to go back to baseball?
Yeah, go back to the Oakland Athletics. So we will see what happens with that. Draft season's always the best. So
hey, you know, Billy Bean could go Moneyball on Kyler, you know?
Yeah.
If Kyler does decide to stay in the NFL, I hope he brings his track shoes, because if one guy falls on him or something, he's in trouble. That's the one. He's a little guy.
Well, how tall is? What was
is he like 5'8"?
Like yeah.
So
he's like 5'8". Like yeah. So on paper, he's like what, like 5'10" and some change.
Probably.
Doug Flutie used to play in the era where you could actually get hit as a quarterback, that's and true. He made it.
Flutie,
that's true.
Yeah,
well, nowadays,
Flutie.
If you get touched in the shoulder pad in the AFC Championship, it gets called roughing the passer.
Well, I mean, it scraped across the face mask, and technically in the rule book, that is
he did not touch his face at all.
Flutie, yeah, I mean, yeah, no, but
if I had service down here, I'd pull up the video right now.
Yeah, no, but yeah, but what was it? Yeah, Weston brought up the point of Flutie. Flutie, where Flutie played, like you could literally murder people on the field, and
Kyler wouldn't make it very long back then.
So I mean,
know, man, that's a tough kid.
Yeah, he's tough.
I like Kyler. I think he's going to be. I think he's going to be successful. I think the quarterbacks are always the main focus on draft day. There's also some great defensive linemen coming out. Nick Bosa is going to be. He should be the number one pick.
He projected to go be number one
to Arizona
in a Kuiper.
Probably. I haven't seen.
You see all these reports with Pretty Boy Kingsbury talking about Kyler. So you never know.
Well, no, I don't think that's.
I don't think it will either. But
hey, what's the Bachelor saying?
Wasn't that though the lead up to the Oklahoma Texas Tech game this year? I mean, you're not going to give him any billboard material to go into that game and say, you know what? He said that I couldn't even make it in the NFL. Nah, you're going to go ahead and be like, yeah, he's the number one pick. That way, if he lights you up, you said it going into the game and you covered all bases.
That's true.
Yeah. So I mean it. I love NFL draft season. I can't wait for it. It will be fun for sure. Let's go to the NBA now. DeMarcus Cousins made his return to the Golden State Warriors on Friday night. He played Monday against the Lakers. He returned Friday versus the Clippers. Just like we thought, they're unbeatable. There's no team that's going to beat them.
I agree.
Honestly, if they don't sweep through the playoffs, I would consider that a disappointment.
Somebody from the East is going to knock them off that pedestal.
You're joking, right?
No, I'm not.
From the final, like they beat them in the final series?
No. The unbeaten pedestal. They're going to win the finals, but I think that it's 4-2.
You're giving the East team two games?
I give them one.
I could see an Allen Iverson step over against the L.A. Lakers in game one of the finals this year. I don't know who's going to make it. I'm putting my money on the Bucks. Could be Toronto because they do have a certified killer right now in Kawhi. But I agree with you, man. This team right here is a video game
team. The only team that I think has a chance of winning a game in the finals against the Warriors is the Celtics. That's it. And I know they're struggling right now, but they've been playing better of late. If they get it together, then that's the only team I give them a chance. Toronto, no. Philly, no. Milwaukee, they Greek Freak, and I like Middleton. I like Brogdon, but you gotta keep in mind they have five All Stars starting.
Right.
It's a starting lineup of All Stars, All Star players. You have Iguodala, who would start on almost any other team in the league.
Start on the Wizards.
Come on. Oh yeah. He'd be the best player on the Cavs. He's on their bench. Livingston on their bench. Quinn Cook off their bench. Yeah. Looney's playing well off their bench now. I mean, they're just loaded all around. I just don't see any way an East team even gets a game. That's why I'm not too excited for the NBA playoffs this year.
I could see the Sixers beating them once. Sixers or Celtics, but not the Bucks or Raptors.
See, I can't see the Celtics beating them. Who do you have?
I don't see the Celtics. I do.
Our residue Celtics fan, Peter Caselli.
I do see the Celtics. If it's at Boston, if it's in the Garden, I do see Celtics. Celtics have a chance because Celtics are nearly unbeatable come playoff time at home in the playoffs. I mean, we saw that last year.
Who guards Kevin Durant on the Celtics? I don't want to hear Morris.
No.
He might have been able to guard LeBron, but LeBron is a different kind of player than Kevin Durant.
I would not say he was able to guard LeBron.
No, he was for like a two-game stretch.
Put Tatum on him.
Tatum guarding Kevin. Yeah, you can try it. But
let's be honest.
That's my thing is Giannis can, Kawhi can. I don't even know if Ben Simmons can or can't, but at least he has the length
Ben
to
Simmons
do it.
Can.
So we got three guys in the Eastern Conference that actually can guard Kevin Durant, but everybody's picking the one team that doesn't have anybody on that team.
Well, the reason we're picking that team, though, is because they have the most talent and they have the best coach, and they have experience now that resembles they have a final. Their best player is a finals winner in Kyrie.
Right.
You have Tatum.
Should be MVP, but I agree with you.
Finals MVP?
He should have been the finals MVP.
No, he should not have. I get he hit that shot, but come on. That's just disrespectful.
The dagger shot?
That's disrespectful.
What, he averaged 29 a game during that finals?
I'm not sure, but whatever it is.
We'll get research on that.
I want to go back to the Warriors real quick. If Steve Kerr didn't care about respecting other teams and pulling his starters in the fourth quarter, this team could easily put up 200 points. It's Klay drilling 10 three-pointers in a row. If it's not that, it's Curry doing that. If it's not that, it's Durant nailing every mid-range shot, cutting to the basket, anything, or it's feeding Boogie down low for wide-open slams. How is this
team? And Boogie can shoot threes, too.
Yeah. This team, the firepower on this team, if Kerr wasn't respectful about everyone else's feelings, this team could put up 200 points in a game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I think they will put up 200 points in a game.
You think they will?
At some point this season. I really do.
Yeah, it's called the All-Star game.
They still have the Cavaliers on their schedule.
That's true.
So,
hey, they play the Wizards coming up tomorrow.
Right. So,
don't sleep on my Wizards. I think we have a chance of beating them in D.C.
Can we just lose, please? Can we just even
start? Well, Weston, we're making a push.
Why?
We're making a push.
For what reason?
We don't tank.
Can we just trade Bradley Beal?
No.
Get that headache out of here. Get some assets back.
This is a sixth seed Eastern Conference
team.
Stop
it. They're not a sixth seed.
Yes, it is.
No, they're not.
They should be a top four seed. They should be with the talent they have on that roster.
With everyone healthy, with Wall, Howard, and Morris healthy.
Okay, Blaine, let's say I give you sixth seed. All right, I'll give you sixth seed out of the blue.
Okay. Who's three right now? Who's currently three right now?
Indiana, I want to say, is three right now.
All right.
They get waxed by any of the top five teams.
They win one game, maybe two.
So,
but lose the first series, yeah.
So,
but they're still a playoff team.
I'm sorry, they would beat Indiana in the series.
Oh.
if they got so lucky with Indiana, I think we would beat Indiana too.
Yeah, I don't.
But I don't think we're gonna play Indiana in the first round.
No, you don't see them.
There is
either.
There is a 0% chance you guys beat Indiana.
If we played Indiana in the playoffs, we would beat them.
No, you wouldn't.
100%.
0% chance. Why would you say that?
Because we're the better team.
No, you're not.
Absolutely. And when we get Howard and Morris back.
Have you seen the
division
Wizards
can play
that
some good basketball.
Indiana plays in?
I know you're Have you seen your division that you play in?
Yeah, it's also a terrible division.
It's the worst division
in the NBA. So now divisions
by
matter,
far.
But they don't matter for the Patriots.
Oh, they don't matter at all in the NBA.
Hey, two different
the Bulls
sports.
And the Cavaliers on their schedule 6 times a year.
Okay.
Those are
eight
the two
times.
Worst teams.
8 times.
Oh, 8 times
eight
each?
Times?
Well, 8 times total.
Oh,
4 times
oh,
4
times
a year each.
Okay.
Yeah, man, that's come on. Scott right there makes that the worst division.
Right now, Scottie Brooks is having the luxury of bringing Otto Porter off the bench, and he's been getting buckets recently. This team, even though they have some key injuries, they still – it was a rough start. They didn't really bond coming out of the gate, but they took that trip to London. I think they've had some great bonding experiences.
Oh,
they actually
please.
Look like a team now.
A bonding experience.
I used it.
Now.
I was
bonding over
I
London?
Was not a fan of Satoransky.
Tea and crumpets.
At the start
fish
or
and
last
chips?
Season, I was not a fan of him. But he's starting to come around for me.
You know what's funny is I want to just give a shout out to somebody that will never listen to the show, LeVar Ball, because he is a genius.
Oh,
I
yes.
know that he went up to Lonzo and said, "Hey, Lonzo, look. They're going to trade you, so what we're going to need you to do is roll that ankle. Ain't nobody going to want damaged goods come
That's
trade
true.
Deadline.
That's true.
Because that was a guy whose name was being floated to the Wizards as, you know, Bradley Beal going the other way.
I don't
the
think they're
going to
trade him. I think he rebuilt. In the summertime, yes.
Oh,
who Ball or Beal?
Lonzo?
Lonzo. They're not going to trade Lonzo. They're not going to trade Kuzma either. I think if they would trade someone, it'd be Brandon Ingram. I think
if
I
they
think
want
at
an
all star,
they got to trade two of the three.
Hey, whatever happened to the two little kids?
I think they could give up.
LiAngelo and
LiAngelo's in the JBA, and LaMelo's playing high school ball.
Yeah, LaMelo, his team Spire, they just lost their first game this season.
Yeah, so
yeah, I see.
But the thing is, I want to go back to his point on giving up two all stars. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think you can get Bradley Beal for Brandon Ingram and Josh Hart. And a little bit more.
I don't know if they want to trade Josh Hart. I think Josh Hart has a higher upside than what Lonzo.
I don't think so. I think Lonzo, the way Lonzo's been playing, he's become aggressive now. And when Lonzo's aggressive, he's a top 15 point guard right now. He can easily make his way to top 10. LeBron loves him. So you'd never do anything LeBron does not want to do.
It's true.
So I just – and then you got Kuzma's a budding star in the – he might be a star already right now. He's – that guy's special. What? And there's no way they're going to trade him unless they decide to get Anthony Davis a year early.
Hey, a star is born, you know.
From a coaching standpoint, though, Lonzo Ball is a liability, especially when it gets into the final 2 minutes of a game. And if they're going to be progressing into the future, do you really want a guy that shoots 50% from the free throw line on that floor?
He'll work on that.
And see, they have...
He'll work on it. He's still only 20 years old, if I'm not mistaken. 20 or 21. I'm not sure which one, but he's very young.
And I'm sticking with my prediction that Kyrie signs there this offseason.
Oh, gosh.
Kyrie to the Lakers?
Yeah.
Do you know how sick that would make me?
He's rejoining LeBron. You should love that.
I'm not even going to talk about that because I'll save that for the time that never, ever happens because that's just going to get me fired up. I'm not in the mood to get fired up today. So
the only thing you listeners out there need to know is that the Wizards are a sixth seed Eastern Conference playoff team.
You mean the Bullets with the unis that they wear?
If with a healthy Wall, with a healthy Dwight Howard, and
so
a
you're
healthy
telling me they are
Markieff
better,
Morris,
so you're telling me they're
they
better.
Are a four seed. That's what I said at the beginning when everyone was healthy.
So you're telling me they're better than Brooklyn Nets right now?
Yes, absolutely.
No doubt.
Have you seen Brooklyn play?
They play hard, but they're not. They're
Brooklyn.
They're a fluke.
No, they're not.
They're a fluke.
Brooklyn's coming.
No.
They've arrived. They're not coming. They've already arrived. Dude, they are.
That's maybe an eight seed if they're so lucky.
They're going to be a playoff team. Miami's better than Washington.
No way.
Whoa. Yes, they are.
No, what? They're not.
Miami is 100% better than Washington.
No, they're not, dude.
They are 100%
better. Is Detroit
better
than Washington?
Yes, absolutely.
What just happened when we played them? We just dominated
them. Well, they didn't have Andre Drummond.
We didn't have John Wall or Dwight Howard.
Well, you don't have John Wall for the rest of the season. Nor
Andre Drummond.
Dwight Howard.
Andre Drummond would not have made a difference.
And let's be honest. Do you guys really want Dwight Howard back with that scandal he has right now?
Wait, what scandal?
That doesn't affect who he is on the court.
Yeah.
What scandal?
His orientation is his orientation.
Yeah.
You know, let him be. You know,
I'm just saying.
As long as the players can let him be, because
that's what I'm saying. Because that's what I'm saying right there. The players, like we all respect and get all that and stuff like that.
Right.
But it's how will a group of men take him in a locker room?
You got to watch out how you word that. You might want to re-say that.
Dwight Howard.
Well,
you said how will a group of men take him in the locker room? Let's say how will they respond to his presence being back in that locker room?
Is this for Dwight Howard is orientation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's been very clear that with the Wizards, they team unity and sticking together and bonding is a very important thing because when they're clashing,
and they're not good at that.
They are garbage on the court, but. They have turned a corner. This trip to London, I heard nothing but positives about it. They had a lot of fun.
The Wizards also, I think you would agree with this from just past. I'm not talking about present or predictions. In the past, they have had trouble winning against garbage teams. You would agree with that,
right?
They
tend to play to their competition.
Correct. So when is that going to change? When's that going to change? Because if that doesn't change, there's no way they're not making the playoffs.
It seems to have changed now. We've turned the corner.
And as much as I hate to say this, because I love his potential, I love the current player that he is. Everything that he brings to the table is just different, and it's really of the highest caliber that you can get in the league. He's top five in the league at his position.
Who's this?
John Wall. See, I'm not a big Bradley Beal fan, but you got to pick one or the other. Because this team plays better when one of the two is not on the court. When they're both on the court together, you see that one went to Kentucky and one went to Florida, and they just don't like each other. I don't know what it is. And it's like they want to be professionals, and they try to put it behind them. But at the end of the day, you have to get rid of one or the other. Now, which one brings back the higher yield? I don't know.
Bradley Beal 100% brings back the higher yield.
I don't know.
John Wall with that Supermax contract that's kicking in next year.
You don't think
year?
That Bradley Beal's not going to get a larger contract than that?
They've already signed him. The shorter deal than that Supermax.
Oh, hey, speaking of Supermax deals, did you hear a reported Mahomes 2020 deal he could get?
Yep.
200?
Wow. 200 million plus.
Yeah, probably like 47 guaranteed.
No, not 47 guaranteed. Like, I'd say around 100.
No, yeah, I know. I'm just
so higher than the original. Higher than the original
today, Weston.
Yeah,
higher than the Sam Bradford St. Louis guarantee deal that he.
Oh,
well, what did he sign for? 51 million guaranteed out of college. No, I would say that he's at least going to make 88 million guaranteed because he's going to get more guaranteed than what Kirk got this past offseason.
Right. Seb's boy Kirk.
My boy. What does Kirk Cousins lack?
Arm strength.
No, what's the? Oh, you guys are new, right? The one thing Kirk Cousins lacks, our viewers love this when I say this. He lacks the clutch gene. Kirk Cousins lacks the clutch gene.
I've seen him be clutch against bad teams.
No, he lacks the clutch gene.
That doesn't count.
Right, but I've seen it against.
He's
poor
4-20. What's his record against teams over 500?
Wasn't it like 5-25 or something?
Yeah, he's 4-25.
He's the only quarterback in Monday Night Football history to be 0-7.
Yeah, Monday Night Football is a joke, though.
See, I'm telling you, this all attributes to his arm strength, though, because he always beats poorly coached teams. Because he understands how to study film, he reads defenses before the play, and he can see where the ball is supposed to go. Now, whenever he plays against a well-coached team, the windows shrink, and he has to now put some oomph in that pass, right? Well, he doesn't have that arm strength to really lace the ball because when he does throw it extra hard, he has no clue where it's ending up. He's erratic with his accuracy. So he can't throw the ball over 15 yards on a line, right? But he can check that thing down 2 to 3 yards, but unlike Tom Brady, he doesn't even have the arm strength to do that late in games against good football teams.
Yeah, so, I mean, that will be interesting to see, like you were saying earlier. Another thing that I would like to get into right now that actually just happened yesterday, the Baseball Hall of Fame. We have our first ever unanimous selection. We got our Weston representing Mariano Rivera here today. Yes. First ever unanimous selection into the Baseball Hall of Fame, and well-deserved, too, obviously.
Coming from Boston, yes.
Others who got in, Edgar Martinez, Roy Halladay, and Mike Messina. It's going to be a fun class. And also Harold Baines, by the way, was part of the previous – is in that class too. They got elected in a different way, and I think Lee Smith the other one.
Yeah.
I think Lee Smith was the other one, but I'm not. I'll look that up. But I know Weston wanted to talk about this, so I'll give him the floor.
I just loved watching Mo growing up. Growing up, I was a Yankees fan until the Nationals came to DC in 2005, right? And I got a fun story about Mariano Rivera. I was actually standing right there, and I got the last autograph that he ever signed at Camden Yards before he stopped signing there because a person said, Mo, you signed my ball, and then threw it and hit him in the shoulder with it. The ball that he was in mid-signature on, he just straight dropped the ball and the pen and walked away. But Mariano Rivera,
weren't the guy that threw the ball at him?
Oh yeah, no, I have my autographed ball. I was wearing my Yankees get up at that time. You know, I was maybe 12, 13 years old. I was just a kid.
Right.
Yeah.
But he deserved it. Yeah, you know, you're talking about a guy that was unhittable in an era where everybody was juicing. You know, that right there is special. Shows you how great he really was. He had one pitch.
Yeah.
You knew it was coming.
The cutter.
And you still couldn't hit it. If anybody was deserving of that unanimous MVP, unanimous Hall of Fame selection, it was Mariano Rivera.
Hey, how do you think that one reporter though feels? You know, like that one reporter didn't want Mariano Rivera in, or like was making a fuss about him, like he wasn't gonna elect Mariano in.
He changed his tune apparently.
Yeah.
Oh.
First unanimous one. So I think it was
a Boston reporter, like Boston reporter. So.
Yeah, I mean we'll like
that hate still goes on though between.
I mean Mariano. I mean,
no,
I remember watching him.
Mariano
watching him. Whenever they had the lead in the ninth,
it was a wrap.
It was a wrap.
It was time to turn on Enter Sandman and bring him in, put him right to sleep.
I remember that one year the Indians got a walk off on him in Game 2, of the ALDS. That was fun. That was the only time I think I've ever remember Mariano blow a safe. That was maybe the only time I remember. I'm sure I know he has blown other saves before.
Oh yes.
He was great.
No.
Now next year should be in my opinion, the second unanimous Hall of Famer.
Oh yes, I know.
Derek Jeter.
Yeah, Mr. Jeter himself.
I was looking at
Lee Smith, by the way, was the other one.
I was looking at the for the Hall of Fame next year. Jeter, of course, obviously. Giambi, Jason.
I don't even understand why they even said he's a part of it.
You think he's a Hall of Fame? I don't think Jason Giambi's
a Hall
of Famer.
If Barry Bonds is not in the Hall of Fame, Jason Giambi will not be in the Hall of Fame.
That's the problem with the Baseball Hall of Fame. They need to put – Baseball Hall of Fame is a museum.
Here's the nominee list, people who are going to be first-timers. Paul Konerko.
Okay.
Remember, from the White Sox.
Yes.
Alfonso Soriano.
Okay.
He's a classic, obviously.
Yes.
Bobby Abreu.
Okay.
And Josh Beckett and Cliff Lee. So those are going to be the first-timers eligible for next season.
Josh Beckett, the beer and chicken in Boston.
Yeah, so I think Jeter will absolutely be there next year, and I would say that's about it from the first-timers in that class.
No, but back to Weston's point, put Bonds in the Hall of Fame. Put everybody on steroids. Put them in the Hall of Fame because the Hall of Fame is a museum, and if you only show the good side of baseball, you're tainting history. You're only showing positive. Create a wing of put an asterisk next to it, but create a wing for the steroid era. To just have all those guys in the Hall of Fame. Boom, done.
Yeah, and that's something I wanted to get into as well. The Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, thing right there. I mean,
McGuire.
Do you think they'll ever get in?
No,
I don't think they will either. And I think they can. It's kind of hard because Barry Bonds, I think. Even before the accusation came up, they took steroids. Let's say he retired.
2002?
Right. Okay. Let's say he retired before the accusation even came up.
Yes.
That's still a Hall of Fame resume, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, he was a 40-40 guy.
Yeah.
I would say that's still a Hall of Fame resume.
He was a 300 hitter. He was a leadoff guy.
I mean, yeah, dude was insane. Roger Clemens, I think that might be a little bit of a different case, but...
Still to this day, we've never seen a pitcher with that kind of barrel chest. Having a big chest is supposed to slow down how fast you throw the baseball. And
right.
Not him.
Yeah, it will be interesting. I want to get into the other three guys too. We gave Mariano our respect and rightfully so. I want to touch on Edgar Martinez. I remember my dad personally. He loved watching him hit. Love watching him. He would constantly rave about how great he was. He was with Ken Griffey at the time. I mean, he was a three automatic 300. It took him 10 years to get in. 10 years.
Wasn't yeah.
Wasn't Edgar
a DH?
Yes, correct. So it was. I'm glad he got in and got the respect. I think he rightfully deserves it. I think a lot of it too, it's not only the numbers, it's kind of like the impact you have on a city personally. I mean, and I think you go to Seattle. They worship Edgar Martinez.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, all right. So who's first? Griffey?
Yeah, Griffey.
Griffey,
I would say so.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Mike Mussina for, I'm sure you would like to have some words on him as well.
He was great. Yeah, always.
Do you think he deserved it?
I do. Again, this is another guy that was in the steroid era. He was always more about control than overpowering. He could place that ball anywhere he wanted to around the plate. You know, being a Yankees guy, I would like to see him going in a Yankees cap.
Yeah.
I like to say that also to troll Baltimore Oriole fans. he should go in as an Oriole.
Yeah.
He was a great Oriole. He was the greatest pitcher for the Orioles over the last 30 years. But, he deserves it. At 260-plus wins, a sub-4 ERA. I don't know how you can say that he doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame in this era.
Yeah. I mean, he got in. So, and then the one I want, the last person, the one I think is the most special. I get Mariano is unanimous, but Doc Holliday, Roy Holliday.
Yes.
And I'll let Blaine touch on Holliday for a moment, but
I mean,
he was, I mean,
the guy's stuff was filthy. It really was. And having, for the Nationals to have to go up against him when he was with the Phillies for all those times, it was, when Doc Holliday was coming to town to face the Nats, you already knew it was going to be a long day. And
I mean any team too.
That's true.
His stuff, I mean,
it's just dirty.
My brother hates baseball.
Yeah.
He hates it completely. And he still loves Roy Halladay. So that's how you know, like, that's the ultimate respect for a guy. I mean, he was the best starting pitcher for 10 years.
Right.
I mean, he was
a role model for young pitchers too.
Absolutely. The way he went about his business
for sure.
too.
True professional.
Yeah, now, I mean,
he's going in as a Blue Jay.
Oh, is he really? Yes.
Do you think he should be going in with the Phillies cap on?
That is a good debate right there. I personally, he was so great both ways.
He was.
Yeah, but he got that ring in Philly.
Yeah, but
he brought Philly that first title that they had since, what, 83?
When Seb's talking about the effect you have on a city, he probably had a humongous effect on Philly.
Right,
but Toronto too.
Yeah, he probably had a huge effect on both.
He was Toronto.
Yeah, but you talk about when he used to come to town to play the Nats. When him and Cliff Lee, when we had to face their number one and number twos, were the two guys.
Yeah.
Oh man, it was a good night. We couldn't beat them. They went to back to back World Series for a reason.
That rotation,
right?
Roy Oswalt too, who's another candidate for the Hall of Fame,
and
likely
Hamels.
Coming up, and Cole Hamels, who will also.
And then
also
they had Papelbon coming out to close games.
Yeah.
I'm glad I never had to get in the box against any of those guys.
J.A. Happ was their fifth starter, too. And you know how good J.A. Happ is. So, yeah, they were those Phillies teams. Ryan Howard, too. Chase Utley.
They've had some
Jimmy
good
teams. Rollins.
Hey,
Shane
now,
Victorino.
If the Phillies find a way to get Manny Machado, they could be right
or
back
Bryce
where they
Harper.
Were. They're not getting Bryce.
I know you were going to say
they're
that.
They're not getting Bryce.
I really think Bryce is just trolling everybody at this point.
He's coming to D.C.
I really believe
that. I know he's coming to D.C.
I believe that he's re-signing in D.C.
He loves D.C.
Like, he's just leading everyone on so that they don't spend that money.
Where am I going to go? Where am I going to go?
Where am I going
to go? He's coming back to D.C. And he's going to take less money.
No.
He loves
it. He's getting that $320.
He's not taking less money.
Not significantly less, but he'll be taking less money.
He will be a $300 million player if he signs in D.C.
The most recent offer was $320 million from the Nationals.
Okay. So
he's $320?
They offered him that, too?
Yeah, he's taking $320 from us. All
right. Yeah, so if he goes back there, that's where. I personally think he's still a Philly. But
you think he's going to the Phillies?
I think he's going to
the
Phillies.
Where do you think Manny's going?
The White Sox.
Okay.
You know, I don't understand why Manny's not getting the love of a $250-plus million contract.
Because of his postseason antics.
Yeah, he didn't do anything with the Dodgers.
Not that. You see his dirty plays?
Oh, that's just not even the postseason. You could track that back for – he's throwing the bat at Josh Donaldson at third base.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best infielders in the whole entire league, regardless of position. I would put him in the top five.
Yeah.
He might even be the best.
You're right.
I don't know about – I'll give you top five.
Yeah, I'll give you top
three. He has a platinum glove.
I'll give you top three.
Do you know what a platinum glove even is?
I know.
I didn't even know what that was until I found out he had it.
What's a platinum
glove? It's the gold glover that had the best season. So he has himself one of those. You know.
But is he a locker room cancer?
I don't know.
Best infielder in the league is Strong. That's Strong.
You can make a case for it.
You can make a case for it, but that's Strong.
He's also a 350 on base guy. He hits for
I love Manny Machado.
Runs.
He's an incredible player.
Yeah.
But
he gets on base.
The postseason, right. He gets on base. And that's something that no one talks about now. It's just home runs. But on base, the on base percentage, that's just like a lost statistic. I don't understand why. I think getting on base is huge.
Yeah.
And see, being a locker room cancer, that is indicative of the manager.
Yes.
You have to be able to manage these players.
Yes.
You can't let them take over everything.
Right.
So you want to criticize my man Dave Roberts then?
I mean, what about Yasiel Puig? He was some sort of headache in the locker room as well over there. You gotta eventually get these guys right and get them to play well. You know, Buck Showalter, I'll criticize him on being a guy that couldn't manage it. There's a reason why they traded Manny. I don't understand why the Orioles...
They waited a year too late. Maybe even 2 years too late.
I just don't get why they would trade somebody with that kind of potential. He has top five player in the league potential, and they get rid of him.
You had to trade him. He wasn't going to resign there.
See, that's because they weren't going to give him the money. If they would have given him a $250 million contract, he would have, because he's only getting $175 on the free market.
Well, they are paying Chris Davis, so they can't afford it.
That was a waste.
There's no salary cap, and Peter Angelos is in the top 10 on most money by owners.
Well, you know Peter Angelos. Peter Angelos don't spend. That's his track record. He does not spend money.
If you ask me, I think this whole Bryce and Manny thing I think it's already over. I know it hasn't come out yet, but Bryce is coming to D.C., and Manny is going to the Minnesota Twins.
Oh,
he is reuniting with his best friend, Jonathan Schoop. He's reuniting.
Scope.
Schoop. I call him Johnny Schoop. That's his best friend. He's going out to Minnesota, and if you look at the one position that Minnesota
That's a troll on me.
Really could use most is
that's
shortstop.
A troll on me. I don't believe you actually think that. I think you are trolling me with that.
I believe he's going to Minnesota.
I think you are 100% trolling me on that. Because
I think
the
if the White Sox add him,
I know you are too. By the way,
they get very dangerous. You know, between him and Abreu, the first baseman.
Yeah.
Jose Abreu, yeah.
Yeah. I think that those two hitting 3 and 4 in that lineup, that makes them a completely
the thing is,
different roster.
You want to talk about best friends. The White Sox added his two best friends in Yonder Alonso and John Jay.
But he's definitely closer with Shoop.
And he's not closer 100%. With them. No, he's not. Absolutely 100%. Not. Absolutely
100%.
Not.
Looking back when he was on the Orioles.
Him and Yonder Alonso are BFFs. Like, they are tight as tight can get. Like, I'm sorry, man.
I mean,
There
were reports that they were both crying when Manny's going to the Dodgers. These are two grown men crying because he's leaving his.
Okay. I'm sure if he played with Yonder, that'd be the same thing.
I don't know.
Blaine, this is the first time I'm even hearing about the Twins.
I didn't even
know that they were
the Twins.
In the running.
He's going to the Twins.
Hey,
I'm telling you right now, he's
Tim
going to the
Kirchin,
Twins. And if you were to talk about talking about home runs, the amount of home runs that would be flying out of Minnesota if he went there is absolutely absurd. Miguel Sano, then if you had Manny Machado, CJ Cron,
that was a big signing.
They have
Eddie Rosario. He's a monster.
Byron Buxton. This lineup. With Manny Machado, even without Manny Machado, they're a great team. If you add Manny Machado, that's a scary team.
See, I
it is
I still,
a scary team, and you could just kiss
trolling
the Indian season.
You're trolling. That's a troll.
So
that's a troll. That's 100% a troll.
The only teams I can see him signing with are either the White Sox, the Phillies, and then the one team that I just do not believe will not sign one of these two, the New York Yankees.
No, they're not getting either.
I don't understand why the Yankees are not going after these guys. You're talking about Bryce, a left-handed power hitter in that stadium, and they don't want him?
I mean, their outfield right now consists of Judge, Stanton, and Hicks. So you'd have to move on Hicks, likely.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good player, though. And I get he's nowhere near Bryce Harper, but
And in the infield, you have, what, Gregorius?
Yes.
Who's hurt. He's going to come back the second half of the season.
And now you have Donaldson.
Donaldson? We mean Josh Donaldson?
I'm sorry. Troy Tulowitzki.
Correct. Yeah. Josh Tulowitzki. Donaldson.
I got the wrong Blue Jay.
Yeah, Donaldson. Donaldson's a Brave.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't even want to.
That's
disgusting.
That sports town disaster that it is.
The Nationals division is going to be tough this year. It really is.
The Braves also just re-signed Nick Markakis yesterday.
The Braves have a good team. All those guys you just named, Albies, Freddie Freeman.
Ronald Acuna is one of my favorite players to watch.
They have a solid team, and if you look at the Phillies too, they're getting better. The only team that we can't really talk about is the
Marlins.
Is the dump of the Miami Marlins. Hey, at least they got a new logo.
Right.
they got something to be excited about.
Watch, that'll be the team that wins the division.
No way.
Just because we're not talking about it.
Right.
They'll have
wait,
all these
wait,
guys
wait,
from the
what's,
farm
what's
system
the,
come up and we'll be
the,
like,
what's the Marlins' new logo? Is it erect?
It's still a fish.
It's still a fish. Is the fish erect like how the Dolphins did?
No, it's just like they changed the color scheme to neon and stuff.
It's like the old logo, like the original logo.
Okay.
Got the new colors, and then they use like the simplicity of how they have the lines that make up the logo now.
All right, so they're going Miami Vice on.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for baseball season. Me too. Just talking about I'm it. Ready. It is going to be. And the thing I like about baseball.
Already?
I'm like, long out of football mode.
Yeah, same here.
Long out of football mode.
The thing that I love about baseball compared to, let's say, the NBA, and you can say this about the NFL, but I don't really think it applies to the NFL as much. You really don't know who's going to win
in
MLB.
Did you see the Royals winning that year?
No.
Did you see Tampa Bay getting to the World Series that season?
No.
You know what I mean? Did you
That's
see,
what's great about
that's
it.
That's what's
see
great.
The Marlins win the two titles that they won?
That don't remind me of that.
You know, like, that's the wild.
Well, no,
part.
just the one in 97, right?
Don't remind me of the okay. one.
Oh,
in,
man,
yeah.
I love that series. That was such a who did they play
series.
That year?
The one in 97?
Yeah, yeah, I forget who
I
it was.
I can't remember.
Sebastian, you remember?
Who was it? Was it? I know they played us in 95.
97. That was, in 97. Who were we talking about? The Marlins?
The Marlins, yeah.
97, they played you guys.
97 was us, okay.
Indians. In 03 was the Yankees.
Okay, the Yankees.
Yes. Yes.
And I believe both of us got a title out of that one. You guys got Beckett to get a ring, and we got Burnett to get a ring.
Yeah. Boston actually – he was actually originally a Red Sox. He was on our farm team, and then we traded him.
Sick. That
traded
that 97
him to
series.
The Marlins.
Jose Mesa is, by the way, Jose Mesa is still a wanted man in Cleveland. He is like wanted, held cat. We want, man. I don't like talking about that.
I can't
game.
Wait for baseball.
Yeah, but it'll be fun for sure. I mean, and there's still we can talk about Harper and Machado all we want. There's still. Big free agent out there.
Big
Dallas
names.
Keuchel, great elite starting pitcher. Craig Kimbrel.
Yeah.
I mean, you make an argument he's best closer in the game, baseball. AJ sure. Pollock, very good center fielder.
Love him.
Out there right now. So there are certainly still a lot of pieces that teams can go get. And it will definitely – I look forward to it. Carlos Gonzalez, too, for a lefty bat.
See, I could still see the Nationals making a run on Keuchel.
I would love that.
Because
that would be fantastic.
I remember that was something that was being talked about early,
well,
and they just got their Masson money.
Well, was that before Corbin?
Yes, they were talking about adding two starters to the rotation.
Well, here's the deal. You got Scherzer, Strasburg, Keuchel, Corbin,
if
Joe
they
Ross.
Got, you could just cut the fifth.
Yeah, you can cut Ross off that. He ain't that.
Listen to that. Say those four again. Scherzer, Strasburg, Keuchel, and Corbin. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that'd be a great.
That is amazing.
Rotation, especially come playoff time.
Yeah, I would hate to say it, but the Nats would be in the World Series. I'd hate
they
to
would
make
not
that
be in the World
with that with that four with those four. Absolutely,
one.
Absolutely.
We gotta win a series in the playoffs.
No,
yes, before you
yeah,
us
with those four
starters.
They're
four
not
starters.
Going to
first.
Series.
Yeah, first
with those four
first,
starters.
First get
no.
the W, and then first get
no.
a W in a
you,
series.
You, I think Nats fans. Take it a series at a time.
Yes.
But no, I'm not saying right. I'm saying if we got Keuchel. Right now I have
as
no
Billy Bean
I have no.
Once you're not going
in,
to the World Series without
Moneyball,
Keuchel.
Get on base. Just get on base. Get on base. Bases leads to runs. Runs lead to wins.
The thing is, we can run down these teams that let's just say like we can debate all we want who we think's gonna win, but these teams have a chance. Boston has a chance. New York has a chance. I think Tampa Bay has done really well. I think they have a chance. I think the Indians,
Minnesota,
have a chance. I think sure, I'll give you Minnesota. Congratulations.
That's my sleeper team.
Houston obviously has a chance.
Yes.
Oakland, if they can continue on that Moneyball train, Angels, as long as they have Mike Trout, they have a chance.
Yeah. The Angels are always disappointing, though.
Yeah, I know.
Every year, it's just like, look at the team you got, and you produce these horrible records.
How does
year
Socia
after
still
year.
Have a job?
Socia's gone.
Yeah, he's
gone.
He
Socia's
down.
Gone. Brad Ausmus is the new manager. So, and then you go to the NL. I think anyone in that division can win except Miami.
Yeah.
I would say in the Central, anyone in that division can win. And nice. I mean all
even
five of those
Reds?
Teams, even the Reds. I am sold on the Reds this year. Mm. I think – because the Reds, they started playing better as the season ended. They started the season, was it 6-30?
It was bad.
It was horrible.
It was something,
and they finished, and they fired Brian Price. And once they fired Brian Price, they hired Nationals fans. I'm sorry, I got to say the name, Jim Riggleman. They hired Jim Riggleman, and he's not their manager anymore. But Jim Riggleman, in his tenure, did a good job with them. For the interim season. Now, he's not there, obviously, anymore. But if the Reds can continue to make progress, I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs, But they're a team that they're no longer a pushover. I think that's Joey Votto, Eugenio Suarez is a stud. Yeah. Scooter Gennett.
Yeah, Scooter's a beast,
great.
Too.
They just acquired Sonny Gray from the Yankees, so that will be a huge addition to their rotation. If they can, they need to add more pitching. I think their lineup is one of the best in baseball. It's just that starting pitching and that bullpen minus Iglesias it's bad. Mm-hmm. It's really bad. So, and that ballpark, too, where it's home run derby.
Right.
So,
which one?
Great American.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So, that will be a situation to see. And I like Pittsburgh, too. I think Pittsburgh is a sleeper team as well. I think they can make some noise. I like the addition of Chris Archer, even though I thought they gave up too much.
Yeah.
Glasnow and Meadows. But that's not to say that Archer isn't a great starting pitcher. Now, the thing is, I've heard that they're in talks right now. I also just got this notification of sending Starling Marte to the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Wow.
So if that happens, then I will kind of backtrack on that.
Yeah.
But that will be interesting. I think in the NL West, and by the way, before I go to the NL West, don't forget about the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, yes. You can't forget about them.
They just added Paul Goldschmidt.
Oh, right.
The best first baseman, in my opinion, in the game of baseball.
Yes, the St. Louis Cardinals, the NL Yankees.
You're not going to get any rebuttal from me on that. I love Goldschmidt.
I'd throw out Freddie Freeman, but I'd still give it to Goldschmidt. Freddie Freeman is definitely – you could compare him to Goldschmidt.
Yeah, I mean, I like Freddie Freeman a lot too, but I think Goldschmidt, he's done too. I mean, that's going to be a huge loss. I think that will obviously bring Arizona back. They're in rebuild mode. I think that's very clear.
That's a huge ad for the Cardinals.
And I think in the NL West, I think you got the Dodgers and the Rockies. And watch out for the Padres.
Yeah.
They got their farm system is the deepest farm system in baseball. And they got a lot of young players right now that are good young players that are playing in the major leagues.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they just acquired – when we got Brad Hand from them, we had to give up our top prospect, Francisco Mejia.
Mm-hmm.
Francisco Mejia – I was hesitant to do that. He's going to be a great player. He's going to be their catcher of the future, for sure. I mean, they got Margot in center, Hunter Renfroe. I'm a big fan of Hunter Renfroe. I like Eric Hosmer. I mean, Eric Hosmer. I know he had a bit of a disappointing year, but still a great player. Will Myers, he's a very solid player. And they got some pitching, too. So I think we'll see what happens with the Padres. They got Tatis Jr., who's expected to be up sometime next year, so I think the Padres can be a bit of a sleeper team.
Did the Giants get relegated to AAA?
I'm not a big believer in the Giants. Now I think the thing with the Giants is I've heard talks that they've been talking about trading Bumgarner. This is the last year of his deal. If they're not around contention, they're going to trade him. Obviously. I think, and Farhan Zaidi, their new president of baseball operations, he was talking about it's kind of got to tear this thing down.
Mm-hmm.
He's been kind of hinting at, like, it was a great run.
Right.
They had a dynasty. There's no question about it. 3 championships in 5 years is a dynasty.
Yeah, but shouldn't you, in those off seasons, though, like, so they won the World Series, and then they missed the playoffs.
Correct.
Shouldn't you, yes, I know the D word gets thrown around a lot, but shouldn't you at least, make the playoffs? Like, even if it's an early exit.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you make the playoffs, wild card at least, divisional?
Baseball is the one sport to where it's, you got 162 games. There's so many games that it always seems like the best teams really do. The cream does rise to the top in it.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, you got, the Nationals last year. So where it was like, you have a manager that has no clue what he's doing. He's never been in a position like that before. And he just completely wastes a whole entire year of everyone's talent.
Right.
And as far as the Giants go, I don't know. Maybe they get complacent. Because it was like, World Series, missed the playoffs, World Series, missed the playoffs, World Series.
And not only did they miss the playoffs, they were awful. One of the worst teams. Yeah.
And they have that stadium that they play in. I think that's the reason why they're always sneaky good.
Yes.
Because it's such a big park. There's so many places to where that ball can get kind of lost.
And it It's cold in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, every day. Like, it doesn't matter if it's middle of summer or not. It's always like 75 degrees with a breeze.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so that like we said earlier, it's going to be fun this MLB season. I cannot wait for it. It will we got all our teams are going to be in it too. Being an Indians fan, Pete being a Red Sox, Weston representing them Yankees.
Hey man, I am rocking this hat right now because Mariano Rivera made the Hall of Fame and is unanimous. I am a Nationals fan.
Nationals, baby.
I don't care if the Yankees go 0-162 in all honesty. Whew, man. Whoa.
That would actually be great, though. That would actually be great, though, if they went 0-162.
Who, the Yankees?
Yes.
That'd be impressive.
I'm not
going to be about tank mode. That's against that.
But, hey, the Orioles.
Yeah.
You got to talk local sometimes.
They have – I saw the win projection for them is 58 wins.
Yeah, we looked at that.
Yeah, 50. They're projected – I think it was 62.
This year.
They're projected 62 and 100.
I don't know. They must have signed somebody that gets them 4 wins. Because when I just saw the Vegas –
Vegas never projects that low. Never.
I mean, that's unreal.
Hey, Vegas knows they know a guy.
And they have the number one pick this year in the draft, correct?
Correct.
And then I believe next year, like in this upcoming draft,
okay,
it's supposed to be like a Bryce Harper-sized draft pick. I don't know the kid's name, but apparently he's
some guy.
Well,
the top pick since Bryce.
Don't be surprised if the Baltimore Orioles start holding open tryouts for people to come and just
– Blaine, you want to participate? You're a residue baseball.
If they open up, I might go in and try.
Hey, Weston, get your radar gun out. We'll –
Get
your radar going.
So how many pitches you got, Blaine? How's your breaking ball? Is it a 12-6 curve? What you got there?
Not on the mound.
I think you do some hitters, too. Well, this has been the Benchwarmers Redemption. Make sure to tune in next week for our Super Bowl picks. I've been Sebastian Merrick.
Weston Graham.
Blaine Lowry.
Peter Castelli.
And until next time, peace, stay safe, and remember to love yourself.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.